You're watching Press TV. Interfering there are normal programs to bring you live pictures of the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Of course, today we know a mass gathering taking place, a demonstration in the iconic Tahrir or Liberation Square. These are the live pictures coming in from the Egyptian capital in scenes very much similar to those that we saw during the 18-day revolution that toppled former President Hosni Mubarak. Now, more than a year on, people are back in the streets, are back in Tahrir Square, and they're saying that this is a second revolution. Today, after Friday prayers, they've called this Million Man March, in their words, the march for the return of legitimacy. A lot of concern among the public there in Egypt about the results of the presidential runoff. A lot of people saying that the military council is engaged in conducting what they call a coup, and trying to bring Ahmed Shafiq, their preferred candidate, they say, to power. Ahmed Shafiq, of course, being a former prime minister under President Hosni Mubarak, and now pitted against the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi. Again, a lot of concern coming from the streets of Egypt as this demonstration is underway there. Let's discuss the situation now with Mr. Hisham Jaber. He's the director for the Center for Middle East Studies, joining me now live from Beirut to share his thoughts with us. Mr. Jaber, welcome. First, let's look at what the military council has been doing. If I just put it briefly, the parliament was dissolved by the Supreme Constitutional Court, the military council did get the legislative powers as well as the executive powers, and at the same time it amended or gave out a new constitutional declaration, and that is the cause of concern here. People saying that that amended constitutional declaration gives a lot of the president's powers to the military council, meaning if either of the candidates do come to power, either Mohamed Morsi or Ahmed Shafiq, they will be controlled by the military council. So basically, would you say that from what you're hearing, from what the actions that the military has taken, that there is a quote, soft coup taking place?
Yes, ma'am. We have to wait until Sunday to see who's going to be the president of Egypt and to see if there is another coup prepared, you know, by the military council behind the committee or the judges or the justice, what they call. The first coup was a soft coup against the parliament. And if Ahmed Shafiq will be confirmed a president on Sunday, as we heard, that means another coup. But this coup will not be soft. It will be hard. And that means that, like Muslim Brotherhood threatened to go and to go back to the Sahat al-Tahrir and to face the SCAF, the Supreme Council of Armed Forces. And this time, I don't think the Muslim Brotherhood will stay away for a couple of weeks like they did at the beginning of the revolution. This time, they will be in the heart of this revolution. And we cannot know what the result in this declared war, if you want to call it, between the people in Egypt and especially Muslim Brotherhood and their supporters and the highest military council. The military council, as we know, took now the power of the parliament, legislative power, and did not, you know, we didn't know yet what are the authorities and the power and the limit of the power of the new president. If Mohamed Morsi, for example, will be president on Sunday, also there is a problem, because I cannot see a president coming to the power without any clear power. And the military at this time will determine to the new president the limits of his power. And can you imagine a president who will come to the power without knowing what are the limits of his authority, what are the limits of his power, and without any constitution and without any parliament? And I think that we can say now the situation in Egypt is confused and it's not clear, and in both cases we will not see that a real state, you know, a real power in Egypt. As I said many times from the beginning, that the military will not go back to their barracks. The military are there, and they believe that they represent millions of the population in Egypt. That's their belief, because, and really, they control more than 10 million Egyptians.
Right.
I'm talking about the military and the service and the retired and their families and people who are working and the institution which belong to the armed forces, like factories, like hospitals, like farms, etc., etc. Mm. The military are there, will not go back to their barracks. And from the beginning, we say, if really Egypt will have a new, you know, era, a new democracy, the parliament must be different than the presidency.
Right.
And the president must, for example, if the parliament present the Muslim Brotherhood, the president must present the other nationalist and left wing and etc., etc. It's not the case.
Right.
It's a mixed salad now. We don't know exactly who can have the power in Egypt in the next and the future, except the SCAF, the military, the Supreme Council for Armed Forces,
right,
who will not give the power to any president, even if it's Ahmed Shafi, who belongs to them.
And maybe a lot of people were awaiting the statement that was given out today by the military council to see what they have to say at this crucial point in time for the Egyptian people. They did give out a statement just minutes back, and that statement included cautions, warnings, saying that they are going to act firmly against any act of violence in demonstrations or rallies, and urging restraint. So these kinds of words coming from the military council at a time when it's been accused of staging a coup, and at a time when it's facing mass rallies, what do you think these kinds of comments or these kind of statements imply? Is it actually preparing for a mass rally? And do you think that this is a sign, as people are saying, that in fact they are indeed going to pronounce Ahmed Shafiq the winner, and they know what's going to ensue, and they have been preparing for it?
Yeah, of course, we can say it's not a sign of democracy at all. That means that the regime did not change, and Mubarak is gone, but the regime is still having the power through the Supreme Council of Armed Forces. And dictatorship, we can call it. And as I said, we cannot now know what will be the result of the...
So, Mr. Jobber, do you think that if mass rallies do occur, if there's Ahmed Shafiq is declared the winner, that the military will actually crack down on these protests? And do you think that we are going to see a brutal crackdown on protests once the results are announced?
Yes, of course. If Ahmed Shafiq will be confirmed as a president, I don't think the opposition or the Muslim Brotherhood and their supporters, as we said, will stay away and will accept this result. They will consider this a new coup. Hard coup came from the military council, and they will face it. They will go back to the Sa'ad Tahrir. A new revolution will start, as we said. And what will be the behavior of the military and their allied, the new president, Ahmed Shafi? Nobody knows. But something very important, I read it today, the position of the United States, that United States did inform the highest military council that gave advice to the highest military council to give the power to whoever will be president, whoever, they said. They are sounded clear in the American statement. If it's Mohamed Morsi, it will be Mohamed Morsi. That means the Americans also are playing in the two ways, because they don't want their good relation with the Muslim Brotherhood, which this relation which started 1 year ago. I think the Americans will, as always, you know, will play, trying to contain the situation, whoever will be president. But I don't see, and I don't know, what the Americans can do if there is a struggle in the street, there is fighting in the street, if there are victims in the street. Because as a military, I do understand that the military those demonstrations will not be quiet, will not be maybe peaceful. And if Ahmed Shafiq will be declared the president, I think we have to wait and to see blood in the streets of Cairo and other cities in Egypt. That means what we saw in the beginning of the revolution last year, we will see something maybe hard, much more aggressive this time.
Right, you referred there to the position of the United States. That brings me to the next question, and that is how big, when we are looking at the bigger picture, is the political game, so to speak, in Egypt. A lot of observers looking at what the military council has done have been saying that from the first day of the revolution, when power was transferred to them, that was the mistake made, because from then on the military council has been taking steps to consolidate that grip on power. And now with the United States saying that it should hand over power to whoever becomes president, you say, the question would be here, whoever becomes president, the concern is that his powers have been restricted. Do you think that this was a part of a bigger plan, which was not just initiated by the military council as a body in itself, but was initiated or supported by forces, countries outside of Egypt, to be in line with, for instance, their interests?
Yes, of course, the military council is not working alone. Everybody knows his very close relation with the United States, and we know that the military council, who received the order and the green light last year from America to kick out Hosni Mubarak, and now the military council is working also, and now must be in daily contact with the Americans and to see what behavior will be taken. In my opinion, my feeling that the military council will not go so far and to declare Ahmed Shafiq as a president, because they know the confrontation will be very hard. I think the military council will let Mohamed Morsi be president, but without any power, without any authorities, and right. Until they will elect a new parliament, and maybe Mohamed Morsi will be weak president without the authority, as we said, weak president for a short period of time. I don't think whether Ahmed Shafiq or Mohamed Morsi, who will be declared president of Egypt after tomorrow, will be president for a long mandate. Right. Because the situation is very critical in Egypt, and we need a new parliament, we need a new constitution, and that, you know, will oblige them to elect a new president, whoever the president will be declared next in 2 days, to elect a new president in the near future, maybe next year.
Right, and just to conclude the discussion here, Mr. Jaber, we were speaking earlier on to one analyst from Egypt, and he was saying there's two ways forward now for Egyptians. One way is the Shafiq win, which would mean a loss of everything. So the only way that is going to be left open is a Morsi win, and that would mean maybe a fragment of hope, he said, for the Egyptians, because Mohamed Morsi rather could try and unite with various political factions, with rather important political figures in Egypt, and in that unity with the pro-revolutionary movement, try and win back the powers that have been restricted by the army. Do you see that as too optimistic?
No, we have to wait and see who's going to be the president. And I said I'm expecting a very bloody period, you know, and events in Egypt if Ahmed Shafiq will be president. I don't expect any confrontation if Mohamed Morsi will be declared president, but I don't think it will be a solution. I don't see any power, you know, in Egypt. There is no parliament, as we said, no constitution, and no clear authorities for the new president. And who knows that when the military, who took for themselves the legislative power instead of the parliament, and who knows when they will call for a new election to have a new parliament, when they will finish, you know, call for referendum, for example, for the new constitution, There is no constitution yet. And I think, you know, cloudy, the vision is very cloudy now until 48 hours at least to see who's going to be the president. As I said, there is a confrontation in case that Ahmed Shafiq will be president, and this confrontation will be bloody for sure. And if there, we will not have a kind of confrontation if Mohamed Morsi will be president, but this president will be like honorary president without any power. And what the American will do, they will control, they will contain, like always, the situation, contain it with their coordination every day with the highest military council. And I heard something I didn't like it today, you know, and it's not in the favor of the highest military council. One Israeli responsible, you know, said that we means the Israeli, trust the highest military council. I don't think in this period this statement will be in the favor of the highest military council, especially there is nationalism in Egypt, and why what was that revolution against Mubarak? One major reason, because Mubarak was away from the Arabs in his confrontation with Israel. All of the above, with the economic problems, with the national problem, with the relationship with America and with Camp David and everything, I think the new president will face it. And I don't think the highest military council can face all those problems, even with the support of the United States, cannot face it and stay also in the power. For those reasons, I am not that optimistic.
Yeah, I'm afraid we've run out of time. A big thank you there to Mr. Hisham Jaber, Director of the Center for Middle East Studies, sharing his thoughts with us live from Beirut.